BBC, Turtle, Eagle, Cheetah, A Slow Odyssey. This program features footage taken from cameras mounted on animals' backs and includes on-screen information in the form of white text. A Turtle's Journey. Riding on the back of a sea turtle as it moves through clear waters with steady strokes. The skin on its head and flippers is a dull reddish-brown, bearing a scaly pattern, some large and hexagonal, and others small and knobbly. The turtle's head breaks the surface, then it swims back down below. The seabed is only a few yards down, made up of colourful coral. Sipadan, Celebes Sea, Indonesia. An aerial view of the tranquil location, azure waters stretching off to the horizon and a blue sky. 4 degrees, 6 minutes north of the equator. From above, sunlight glittering on the surface. Clear water reveals a bank of coral beside deeper water. Sea temperature 29 degrees Celsius. These tropical waters are home to hundreds of green turtles. Every day, they move from the deep water beyond the drop-off across the corals of the outer reef. A little way from the coral, the turtle floats above the deeper water, its shell mottled by the motion of the ripples. It moves forward with a single stroke. And into the clear, sheltered waters of the lagoon. The turtle comes up for air and hangs there for a few seconds before darting back beneath the surface. Back on board the turtle as it moves above the coral, which is teeming with fish. Coral reefs occupy less than 0.1% of the world's ocean surface, yet are home to a quarter of all marine species. The green turtle swims over the strange coral formations. Some are shaped like bulbous pieces of rock, while others resemble plants. Many small fish are swimming close to the coral, and a couple of larger, dark ones can be made out ahead. An air bubble rises past the turtle. A group of light green fish swim past below. The turtle moves faster now, using powerful strokes to move through the water. A pair of large grey-blue fish are to the right, and several smaller ones inhabit the furrows and crevices below. Hundreds of different corals flourish in these warm waters. More air bubbles spin upwards. The turtle passes a pale coral with protuberances like plump outstretched fingers, and a group of tiny fish stay close to a shrub-like formation. Sipadan's turtles share the reef with over 3,000 species of fish. A gentle wave rushes overhead, and the turtle goes up for air. It swims straight down before leveling out. A blue fish is feeding on the coral, its scales giving a flash of iridescence as they catch the light. Ember parrotfish. Parrotfish use their beak-like teeth to graze on coral, excreting the inedible remains as sand. The green turtle swims on through the reef, with small dark fish standing out against the reds and yellows of the coral. The turtle sculling gently from above, the water a turquoise hue. The turtle's journey takes it through the coral gardens of the main reef. Back below the surface, the turtle moves its head gently from side to side as it explores rocks and coral with a covering of green algae. It takes a turtle 30 years to reach maturity. They can live to over 80. Fully grown, they measure over 3 feet from head to tail. An adult can weigh over 300 pounds. Moving over a bed of slender fingers of coral, a fish swims by almost black with a pale pink tail fin and blue dorsal fins. Pink-tailed triggerfish. Triggerfish find hidden prey by sandblasting the sea floor with water squirted from their mouths. The turtle swims over a shallow basin where there's a large flat coral and a few black fish with flashes of yellow. As the coral bed resumes its former height, the turtle moves closer to the surface and soon it goes up for air. A stream of air bubbles whirl round in front of the turtle's head. Green turtles are not territorial, so tend to lead solitary lives. An overhead view of the turtle basking near the surface, casting a shadow on the coral below. A disturbance in the water causes a shimmer of golden sparkles. They do sometimes gather at specific points along the inner reef. On the turtle's back, turtles come here every day to be cleaned. The turtle moves slowly over the inner reef. Some fish feed near the seabed, and some are swimming near taller, more dramatic coral formations up ahead. This is a well-established meeting place operated by teams of surgeon fish. Another green turtle comes into view, a pair of slender black fish moving around it as they nibble at its skin and its shell, which is made up of large, smooth plates, mottled brown and tan. Swimming towards the turtle, who's already been cleaned, the newcomer lowers its head and moves below it, so their shells are almost touching. A gentle collision. If it's busy, the turtles wait patiently for their turn. On board the turtle as it swims onwards, another surgeon fish moves past and the turtle lowers its head. The turtle lilts downwards, then turns round with a single stroke of its flippers. It moves towards the turtle whom the fish are currently tending to. The surgeon fish nibble algae, barnacles and parasites from the turtle's shell and flippers. Moving below the other turtle and coming into contact with its rear flipper. The other turtle drifts forwards until its flipper is clear of the newcomer's head, then it turns and swims away. With the turtle, who raises its head and treads water, turning this way and that. A clean shell is more streamlined, helping the turtles to swim more efficiently. The turtle looks over a ridge of coral before moving to the right and making an about turn with a single, powerful stroke. A pair of fish float in the water ahead, one black and the other blue with yellow-tinged fins. The turtle continues to turn, pushing slowly through the water. Another turtle drifts by, going down as the turtle lowers its head and swims below this new arrival. Flipper collides with head once again. Many turtles have damaged flippers, often the result of encounters with fishing nets. The green turtle negotiates a large, rocky coral formation right in front of it. An overhead view as the turtle swims towards an area of deeper water. After cleaning, they head for the outer reef. Turtles can easily cover 10 miles on their daily travels. On the turtle's back, as it swims through the outer reef, spots of sunlight dancing and rippling across the coral formations. They have a cruising speed of 2 miles per hour, but can accelerate to 20 when fleeing predators, like sharks. The turtle raises its head, scanning the left-hand side of the reef. Then a slender neon yellow fish with a wide, flat body crosses its path. pinnate batfish. Batfish help to clean the reef, eating algae that would otherwise smother the coral. As the turtle swims on, the reef below recedes into dark blue water. At the reef edge, the coral wall plummets vertically over 3,000 feet to the seafloor. Green turtles are cold-blooded. They can raise their body temperature by sunbathing at the surface. The turtle floats in the sun for a few moments, then dives back underwater. The powerful currents sweeping around the reef bring a constant supply of fresh food. Swimming near the surface, the turtle spots a jellyfish up ahead. It swims towards it, bites into the top of its translucent blue bell, then drags it underwater. Unlike adults, young turtles are not yet strict vegetarians. They attack jellyfish from above to avoid their stinging tentacles. Suddenly, an electric blue fish darts at the jellyfish. Bluefin trevally. As well as scavenging scraps from turtles, trevally are high-speed predators hunting other reef fish. The trevally circles back, then lunges at the remains of the jellyfish, now dangling from the turtle's jaws. Its meal over, the turtle sculls near the water surface. Green turtles search for sponges and algae along the reef wall. By pumping water in and out of their noses, turtles can detect food by smell. Brain coral. Closed during the day, these corals extend their tentacles at night to catch food. Pausing just beside the wrinkled grey coral, the turtle looks down. Turtles have serrated jaws to help graze on the tough vegetation that thrives there. The turtle keeps moving, then turns, angling its body to face the reef, where busy little burgundy fish are feeding on thick knots of coral. Thank you. From above, the turtle's body appears to ripple, a mottled gold oval moving against the currents. After feeding, turtles head to the drop-off for a rest. Back underwater, the turtle's flippers rise and fall, gracefully sweeping the water as it steers itself downwards. Every day, turtles return to their favourite sleeping spots. The water darkens as the turtle swims deeper, revealing a school of fish with neon spines. The turtle then turns, heading for a gap in the coral overlooked by a large, pipe-shaped sponge. Barrel sponge. They can grow to 6 feet in diameter and live for over 2,000 years. Slowing down, the turtle steers itself towards the crevice, then glides into the darkness. To escape the strong currents, turtles will anchor themselves in reef crevices. It turns around inside the crevice, passing a resting turtle, then swims out again. They can stay submerged for 5 hours on a single breath. The turtle looks up towards the surface, then sees a black silhouette moving in the sun-dyed water above. It sweeps its flippers, then cruises upwards towards the other turtle. Their heart rate slows to a single beat every 5 minutes to help conserve oxygen. As the other one approaches, the turtle turns around to swim in the same direction, towards a school of sleek black fish adorned with flashes of neon yellow. Yellow patch fusiliers. When resting, the vibrant fusiliers change colour to duller reds and greens for camouflage. The turtle shifts, heading back up towards the reef crevice. It slows down, hanging back as another turtle exits the crevice. It waits, watching the other turtle swim leisurely out onto open water, then uses the crevice to turn 360 degrees, watched by a third curious turtle perched on the coral. Throughout their lives, green turtles are great travellers. They are found throughout the warmer waters of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. from the gloom of the deep, to the surface in bright sunlight. Turtles hatching on Sipperdon Island have been found as far away as Australia, a distance of over 1,000 miles. They return to Sipperdon to mate and lay their eggs. On their travels, green turtles face many threats from people. Their eggs are harvested for food. Adults are hunted for their meat and shells. Some drown after becoming trapped in fishing nets. Water pollution and the loss of beach nesting sites are all taking their toll. The turtle comes up for air. From above, the reef appears as a turquoise mass flanked by royal blue water. Swimming alone, the turtle continues its journey, following the line of the reef. Today, green turtles are listed as globally endangered. Underwater, a dark body glides purposefully out of the gloom, then passes under the brightest of the sunlight, revealing itself as another turtle. The two turtles swim towards each other until they're almost nose to nose, then tilt, narrowly missing each other as they part ways. Those living in the waters around Sipperdon are some of the lucky ones. The turtle nosing the water as it swims, then the reef from above. Over 600 green turtles now make their home amongst these protected reefs. Now rising upwards, high above the spinning earth. Crossing whole continents to arrive at the British Isles. A point on the west coast of Scotland is marked. Riding on the back of an airborne eagle as it banks and turns over hilly terrain near the coast. An eagle's flight. Gliding over rippling water towards a small sandy beach and rugged mountains beyond. The Morvan Peninsula, Argyll, Scotland. Flying over a green stretch of land with a wide sea inlet beyond and mountains on the horizon. 56 degrees, 59 minutes north of the equator. A jagged, rocky coastline. Scotland's west coast is home to the white-tailed sea eagle. A solitary man standing atop a hill, a large bird of prey perched on his arm. A falconry trained sea eagle provides a rare glimpse into the lives of these protected birds. This female is 5 years old. The eagle takes flight, gliding down the hill towards the distant coast. Through the glens of Drimnin. And west, to the Sound of Mull. The eagle sweeps over a rocky ridge, then she turns towards a forested area that borders the coastline. The highland moors below are mottled with green and brown vegetation. White-tailed sea eagles are the largest birds of prey in the UK. They have a wingspan of 8 feet. Perfect for prolonged, energy-efficient soaring. Whitetails track across the heather moors, searching for lift to gain height. They use air deflected upwards by the land, or ride on spiraling thermals. Ben Hiant and Loch Sunart are marked on the spectacular landscape. The Isle of Oronsay. The eagle flies low over the hills and glens, adjusting her course with deft little movements. She climbs upwards once more. If they can't find enough lift, they must flap their wings to stay aloft. At times, they'll become grounded and must wait until the wind strengthens. Seeing the man in the distance, the bird lands on a relatively flat grassy area. For soaring birds, low body weight is critical. Eagles have hollow bones. Their skeleton only weighs 10 ounces. The eagle takes to the air again. Under the right conditions, eagles can soar for hours at a time. The eagle hangs, as if suspended in mid-air, riding a strong wind high above the landscape. They've been recorded flying at an altitude of 10,000 feet. They can cruise at 60 miles per hour. The home territory of a white-tailed eagle can cover 27 square miles. Across a stretch of water is a Hebridean island beneath a cloudy sky. The bird banks and circles inland. On Orkney, hundreds of sea eagle bones have been found in a 5,000-year-old burial mound. Suggesting they were revered by Neolithic people living there. By the 19th century, eagles were being heavily persecuted by farmers, gamekeepers, and egg collectors. The last native sea eagle was shot in 1918. Turning towards the sea once more. A reintroduction program was started in 1975, using young eagles brought to Scotland from Norway. From the vantage point on the eagle's back as it spirals above Morven, to the bird gliding away with her wings spread out. Riding with the eagle again as she maneuvers and turns. Riding the updrafts from the Highland glens, they cover vast distances with little effort. As they cruise, eagles are often harassed by smaller birds like ravens and crows. Several of the smaller birds are flying just ahead of the eagle. This mobbing behaviour is a defence against predators. The smaller birds are soaring around in the eagle's path. When they spot an eagle, they make loud alarm calls and fly up to confront the threat. The smaller birds are gliding back and forth across the eagle's path. From a distance, in slow motion, one of the birds flies below the eagle. As the eagle hovers, two more birds fly beneath it. Mobbing usually starts with one or two individuals. The birds continue to shadow the eagle as she flies. More of the smaller birds are now joining in with the mobbing. The eagle glides along serenely. Others quickly join in as they attempt to drive the eagle away. Apparently dissuaded by the mobbing behaviour, the eagle appears to change course. Now, back on board the Eagle. White-tailed sea eagles can spot small prey from over 2 miles away. They eat everything from fish to young deer calves. They will also scavenge scraps from otters, gulls, and other birds of prey. If something catches their eye, they fold down their wings and dive down at 100 miles per hour. Her feathers rustling, the eagle dives down to the green rocky ground, which is now quickly drawing closer. From a distance, the eagle descends, talons outstretched. The eagle's grey feathered head and curved beak in close-up. She turns her head in a series of short, sharp movements. Now she's in flight, swiftly beating her wings, then gliding. The white-tailed sea eagle is also known as the ern, Anglo-Saxon for the soarer. Their Gaelic name is Ailesul Negrene, which means eagle with the sunlit eye. In flight, her head darts this way and that. The rocky green terrain below gives way to coast and sea in the distance, with sunlight reflecting off the water. The eagle changes course, flying alongside rather than towards the coastline. The eagle swings round again, heading towards the coast and passing over a forest of evergreen trees. It rains 200 days a year along this exposed coastline. In the distance, misty rain obscures the coastline. On board the Eagle as she flies through the teeming rain, her feathers now slick with water. Eagles coat their feathers with waterproof oils from their preen gland at the top of their tail. The eagle flies on through the driving rain. It now flies slowly down for a gentle landing. A third, transparent eyelid acts as a wiper and helps keep their eyes clean. She shakes her head briskly to dry the rain from her feathers. As specialist fish eaters, this rugged coastline is the sea eagle's natural hunting ground. Rugged coastline. Flying over the jagged, rocky coastline to the grey sea beyond. Back on board the Eagle as it abruptly takes flight. She passes over traffic on a country road, far below in the distance. At a distance of over a mile away, the offer of a fish tempts her down from the hills. Standing on the edge of a rocky sea pool, a solitary person is waving a fish they're holding above their head. After waving it back and forth a few times, they then throw the fish underarm into the middle of the water. It lands with a splash. On board the Eagle as she closes in on the coastline. With curved talons and grippy undersides, sea eagle feet are specialized for grabbing fish. With talons outstretched, the eagle descends to the sea pool. She hits the water for the briefest of moments before beating her wings as she flies away. Shortly afterwards, she lands on the grass. Her beady eye scans the area before she begins tearing at her quarry with her sharp beak and devouring it. Their razor-sharp beak can scissor through the toughest skin and bone. They can eat a quarter of their body weight in one sitting by storing food in a special throat pouch called a crop. so they don't have to hunt every day. The rich waters around the Isle of Mull are now a stronghold for Britain's white-tailed sea eagles. From above, a woman walks along the rough grassland by the rugged coastline, with an eagle perched on her forearm. Since their reintroduction, over 100 breeding pairs are now firmly established around Scotland's wild coastline. Soaring ever higher above the jagged green coast. From the rocky northwest coast of Scotland to the Earth rotating in space. Homing in on the continent of Africa, where a location in Namibia is marked. A cheetah against a bright blue sky. A cheetah's hunt. A pair of cheetah stalking across the grass. The vast savanna stretches away before them. Gliding over the rugged landscape towards distant peaks. Nankuse, Nosob River, Namibia. -22°, 37' south of the equator. Clouds form scattered shadows over the grassland. Namibia's central plateau is covered in a mix of acacia woodland and thorny scrub. These plains are home to three orphan cheetah. These siblings are being introduced back into the wild. the animals stand in a shady spot, scanning their surroundings. They're being monitored using onboard cameras to track their progress. Low, thorny bushes peppering a huge plain under cloudy skies. Cheetah are specialist hunters, built for speed. They have a small, streamlined head, long legs, and a muscular tail for balance. Their heart and lungs are oversized to deliver oxygen to their sprint muscles. They are the smallest of the big cats. They tip the scales at 100 pounds. Less than a quarter the weight of a male lion. Half their muscle mass is packed around their spine, allowing it to flex like a spring. This extends their stride length and helps power them to their top speed. In this scrub savanna, cheetah hunt over 50 different species. Its mouth open, one of the hunters picks its way through the grass and bushes. A zebra in the distance. A kick from a 700-pound zebra could kill a cheetah. It takes a cheetah just 3 strides to accelerate from 0 to 40 miles per hour. And only 3 seconds to reach 70. At top speed, a single stride measures 30 feet. A sprinting cheetah spends more than half the time airborne. Clouds of dust are kicked up as the herd of zebra flee from the oncoming cheetah. Now, a solitary cheetah is padding across the savannah. trees dotted across an expanse of grassland and distant hills rising up on the horizon. Hunting here requires finely tuned senses. The pale skies reflected in a few scattered pools of water. Cheetah use their keen sense of smell to home in on prey from several miles away. The shadow of an advancing cheetah moves across the scrub as it nears a sheltered spot surrounded by bushes. A large hole has been dug in the dry-looking soil. Abandoned aardvark burrows are frequently used by warthogs as bolt holes. The cheetah glances up to where two birds are silhouetted against the bright blue sky. The black tear marks on a cheetah's face reduce glare and aid in hunting and seeing long distances. The long flank of a cheetah, half obscured by scrub. The three siblings slink through the shady undergrowth. Their eyes are specially adapted to give them a sharp, wide-angled view. The sun beats down as the hunt continues. Although fast, cheetah must get close to their targets before launching an attack. A hunter casts a long shadow over the dry grass as it passes. Their 2,000 spots help camouflage them amongst the scrub. They become totally focused as they pick up the trail. In this thick bush, fast reflexes are crucial. The siblings begin to pick up the pace. Grass stirs as their prey attempts to take flight. As they close in, cheetah use their forelegs to try and knock their prey off balance. The warthog escapes into a thicket. The cheetah slowed to a stop, scanning the parched terrain. Working as a team gives them a greater chance of success. In slow motion, the cheetah scampers through the savannah, scattering a flock of birds. As one tires, another can take up the chase. In full flight, a cheetah takes 150 breaths per minute. Their heart rate jumps to 250 a minute. In slow motion, the cheetah runs through a plain. Warthogs are fast. If they get enough of a head start, they have the stamina to escape their pursuers. Sprints last less than a minute before the cheetah overheats and must rest. Gliding over verdant trees and a vast grassy plain. After a high-speed chase, it takes at least half an hour for the cats to recover. The cheetah approaches another cat, who's rolling in the long grass. They claw at one another playfully. The sun sits low on the horizon, breaking through wispy white clouds. Now, gliding over grassland. When hunting on open grassy plains, cheetahs use a different tactic. They charge head-on to get their prey moving so they can spot vulnerable animals. A slow amble turns into a fast-paced scurry. A herd of gemsbok are grazing on the plain. Both male and female gemsbok have 30-inch long horns. In slow motion, the gemsbok flee, scuttling away from the cheetah. The cheetah pauses and watches them retreat. For the gemsbok, there's safety in numbers. They're not afraid to confront their hunters. In slow motion, one of the gemsbok darts towards the cheetah. The cheetah flees. After giving chase, the gemsbok slows. Rain falls on a pool of water filled with reeds, sending off tiny ripples in concentric circles. Cheetah must keep hunting even during summer downpours. The cheetah tramples through sodden vegetation and small pools of water. A warthog is fleeing. Warthogs have 10-inch razor-sharp tusks that can inflict severe wounds. The cheetah is giving chase, throwing up mud. Even for experienced adults, only half of all hunts end in success. After sprinting for just 300 to 400 yards, the cats are forced to stop so their muscles can cool down. With the water holes full, cheetahs still only need to drink every 3 or 4 days. The cheetah lowers its head among the reeds to take some water from a small lake. For most of the year, they obtain all the moisture they need from their prey. They can easily travel 60 miles before needing to drink again. Cheetah will spend much of the day patrolling their territory in this acacia woodland. As they move, the young cats stay in touch using bird-like chirrups. As they run through some trees, two cheetahs meet up with a third cat. They can cover up to 6 miles in a day. Gliding over the cheetahs as they roam through the savannah. Back on board the cheetah. In the wild, male cheetah defend small territories of 60 square miles or less. By contrast, females range across hundreds of square miles. Two cheetahs are prowling through grassland when one of them sits down. They will visit many male territories on their solitary wanderings as they search for a mate. The cheetah rises from the ground and follows the other cat to the shady clearing of a tree. Coalitions of males will sometimes come together to defend territories from rivals. The sun shines brightly over a tree, casting a long shadow on the ground. They advertise their ownership using scent marks left on rocks, termite mounds, and favorite trees. The cheetah slows as it approaches a tree. These unique marks are made by spraying urine, spreading feces, and clawing tree trunks. The cheetah claws its way up the trunk towards the canopy of the tree. They will regularly revisit these landmarks to refresh their own scent. The cheetah's now rooting around the base of the trunk. They can also check for trespassers or potential mates. Three cheetahs roaming through a field. In 1900, there were over 100,000 of these cats in Africa. Today, only 7,000 remain. Habitat loss, the decline in prey species and trophy hunting have all taken their toll. These orphans are just beginning their journey back into the wilds of Namibia. One day, they will join the 3,000 others living here. In this last great stronghold of the cheetah,